Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update for Monday, September 15th. Chiefs coach Andy Reid spoke with the media today following the Chiefs 24-17 loss to the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Now, going into this game, the Chiefs had five projected starters who didn't even suit up. We know that Derek Johnson and Mike DeVito were lost for the season last week against the Titans with Achilles injuries, and then also offensive lineman Jeff Allen, who had surgery on his elbow with a bicep issue and that he might be done for the season. And obviously inside linebacker Joe Mays was lost during the preseason. All four of those guys were projected starters. And then offensive lineman Donald Stevenson, who's still serving his four-game suspension. So you have those five players that didn't even suit up who were projected starters. And then you have running back Jamaal Charles and safety Eric Berry, both of whom left the game early. So that is seven starters that the Chiefs had going into this season who didn't finish this game or didn't even play in the second half. Chiefs coach Andy Reid praised general manager John Dorsey and his staff for what they've been able to do in putting together a roster that can go on the road against who many believe is the best team in the AFC, in the Denver Broncos, the defending champion, and be within 2 yards of tying the game at the end of the game. Coach Reid said there is no such thing as a moral victory, but when you're missing seven starters and you go on the road and you have a chance in this game, which the Chiefs did, it says something about what John Dorsey is doing in putting together this roster. Coach Reid also did mention that left tackle Eric Fisher did a nice job as he was matched up for the majority of this day against outside linebacker DeMarcus Ware, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL over the last decade. Coach Reid said that Fisher still has some things he needs to work on, but he's encouraged about his development over the past couple of games, saying he did a nice job against Ware. And Coach Reid said in general, he's optimistic about what this team can do moving forward based on what he saw in Denver. He made it very clear there is no such thing as a moral victory, but he said there are things they can take away from this, and he's optimistic that this team, if they continue to develop like they did between the Titans game and this Broncos game, that they can still get to where they want to be sooner rather than later. So that is something the Chiefs will prepare for as they take on the Miami Dolphins next Sunday in Miami. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.